Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Yes, I am saying it. Your ears are beautiful. Stop complaining. All right. Enough of that. So how are you all doing, everyone? Yeah, this is so cool. I am really glad to be doing this. Normally, I am doing a Dancing Monday where I talk about the different holidays that are going on that happen every single Monday of the year. There's a website that you can check out called checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. And it's actually a really cool website. It lists out holidays that happen every day of the year, even if it's just one or two. It's always something different. It's always something you don't normally expect. And I guess I should check what's going on with those holidays today. Ooh, there's a lot of holidays going on today. So let's see. I'm going to go ahead and list what the holidays are. But after that, I'm going to be talking and reading a book that I've been doing for Halloween this month. I am super excited. So let me list out these holidays, and then I'm going to talk about the book. Okay, so today's holidays for October 31st, 2016. Today is Books for Treats Day, Carve a Pumpkin Day, not surprised, Girl Scout Founders Day, Halloween, of course, National Caramel Apple Day, Caramel, Caramel, whatever, National Increase Your Psychic Powers Day, I'm actually kind of working on that today, National Knock Knock Jokes Day, of course, National Magic Day, Reformation Day, Samhain, or as I know some people prefer pronouncing it correctly, because I know I'm not, Samhain or something like that, Scare a Friend, Scare a Friend Day, Sneak Some of the Candy Yourself Before the Kids Start Knocking Day, I normally do that anyways, Today is Trick or Treat for UNICEF Day, and also, lastly, World Savings Day. Hang on a second, guys. Someone's calling on my iPod. I do not recognize this number at all. I don't understand why they're calling me. So I wouldn't be surprised if they end up leaving a voicemail. Yes, delete that. I will have to listen. If they do end up leaving a voicemail, I'll listen to it later. I do not understand how they got my number. I have this app on my iPod so that I can talk to one of my sisters. She has an Android and does not have the app to be talking to at least me, because I can't use her number on my iPod for some weird reason. I have to have not a specific app, but there are certain apps that allow me to talk to people with Android phones. Which is a real thing I'm real thankful for. Anywho, since you're tuning in for Halloween fun, I'm going to be reading a book that I've been reading all month. It's called An Eternal Secret. It's actually one of my favorite books that I've worked on this year. It's actually a really good one, and I hope you like it. I'm going to read the description, and then I'm going to talk about what's been going on with the book. So here is the description for it. Four friends travel the longest interstate highway in America, from their home to an urban legend town they've heard so much. During their stay in River Springs, South Dakota, citizens hesitate to communicate. They don't like that the friends are staying. For centuries, the citizens kept it secret. They couldn't let anyone know about that eternal secret. Yes, it's rather a pretty creepy story, actually. Pretty creepy book. So it's these four friends driving down that they're driving to the city called River Springs, and they've been hearing rumors about it. Well, at least their town has been creating rumors about it. what was it? The citizens have like sharp claws to tear the strangers' heads off. They refuse to help any strangers. They pretend to be nice just to trap you in their basements. The people won't let you touch anything, not even kitchenware. Those are just rumors. They're not true. Or at least that's what these people who created them think. But it's not true. When they come into town, they actually find out that these citizens are actually pretty nice, but they're really secretive. They won't explain, like, why. They find out, like, some of the citizens are actually kind of scared of them. So they try to find out what's going on. The librarian kind of kicks them out after they tried to read the town history books. In fact, some of those books were missing. And they brought, like, camera equipment. That was taken away from the mayor. I forgot the mayor's name. I think it was Angela. Yeah, Angela. Mayor Angela took them away. And she put them in a secret study room or whatever, some sort of secret room that one of the friends found out about. She actually decided to keep an eye on Mayor Angela and found out about that room, especially about her dog. Now, three of the friends that stayed at the library, they found an article that has almost every single person they've met, except for one, in that photo. And that photo was taken over, like, about 100 years ago. And they're freaking out, basically. And what happened in the previous reading, they found out that people, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, hang on, actually, because I got to find out. Okay, no, we're good. It's weird because, like, sorry, I felt something weird on my hand. It's not a spider web. Sorry. I'm kind of paranoid when I feel weird, when something's blown on me or whatever. I get paranoid. But anyways, so they realized there's a section of the city that they didn't map out by hand, and it's actually near the library. So Mark and – that's right. I didn't bring up their names. The four friends are Madison, Serena, Mark, and Darla. Mark and Darla decided to go back to the library so they can map out the rest of it. But instead – Mark basically confesses that he didn't just tag along for the fun of it because no one goes to River Springs. He tagged along because he wanted to be with Darla. And they actually kissed. Oh my gosh, it was a beautiful kiss. They both enjoyed it. But out of the corner of her eye, Darla notices a well, and she points it out to him. They're about to, like, they realize that the well is closed off and realize people have been drinking public water or people have been drinking bottled water for their sake and not just it's weird, you know? So I think I caught you guys up just a little too early because I have a couple of minutes left, but I think I'm going to go ahead and start reading just because there's an off chance that I miscalculated the time when I last rehearsed it. It's actually been a while because I planned this quite a bit ahead of time, actually. So, finding things where they should not belong, not a pretty sight. Okay. Oh, I remember where that's from. Never mind. All right, so let's see. Where did I stop? That's right. Okay. So I think I'm going to go ahead and start reading. I know where I'm going to start, actually. Where should I? I actually kind of forgot where I was going to start. Okay. What if this is what's keeping their appearance? Mark shook his head. They found an eternity spring? Why they're so secretive? Her eyes widened. That would explain some of the rumors, she whispered hotly. We need to test the water, then, with our equipment. What are you doing? Yvette called. Uh-oh. Whirling around, they gasped, "Get out of here!" The two hurried back to the hotel. They found Madison and Serena waiting for them. "Geez, what happened? You look like you're about to pass out," Serena wondered. They then told them of the well.
"That would explain what happened in the diner," Madison gaped. "That guy spat out the water."
"Which means they're drinking bottled water for our sakes," Darla said. She shook her head. "Pathetic. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave tourists like us bottled water, too."
"It makes sense. Let's go find the mayor. We need to know how she'll react."
"And maybe we can get our cameras back,"
Madison thought aloud.
"Doubt it," he muttered.
When they arrived at the town hall 10 minutes later, the four friends found her easily. She stood at the doors. Mayor Angela talked to one of the civilians. Mark, Serena, Madison, and Darla walked up to her.
"Now be careful, okay? We don't want that happening again."
The civilian nodded and left for home. Angela turned to them.
"Yes?"
"Mayor, do you know anything about this article?"
Serena asked, showing it to her. The mayor blinked.
"What of it?"
"You do rather look a lot like the woman in this photo," Darla pointed out. Angela sighed. "And?"
"And what?"
Madison repeated. Her brows narrowed.
"We know it's you, and a lot of the folks from this town. How's that possible?"
Mayor Angela looked at Mark. She knew he hadn't said anything yet.
"We found the well, Mayor. Is the water in it contaminated?"
he wondered with a raised brow. She gave a wry smile. "For anyone who lives outside this town." The four friends stared at her. "All the plumbing that leads out of town is shut off. We can't let anyone touch it. Not even our impregnated or newborns. Not until they reach a certain age."
"What?"
Madison squeaked.
"Wait, you're really admitting you have a fountain of youth?"
Angela scoffed with a laugh. "That is a monster compared to our trickle." She crossed her arms. "No, ours is an eternal spring." After placing a finger and thumb in her mouth, she whistled, "Hi, I'll need you to come with me."
"Where are you taking us?"
Mark demanded as they followed her to her office. A Staffordshire bull terrier dog joined them. "Felix, guard." He barked and sat in front of her office door. When they stepped inside, Madison and Serena sat across from Angela's desk. Mark and Darla stood by their friends.
"What's your bargain, Mayor?"
Serena asked.
"No doubt you want us to keep this secret from the world.
They deserve to know."
"I don't expect you to keep it," she said after sitting down. The four friends narrowed their brows. While presenting a solemn expression, the mayor pulled a small statue. One of her walls retracted and slid to the right. Everyone saw a dark room.
"I don't understand. What exactly do you want us to do?"
"You want to know how serious I am? Step inside, then you'll see."
In reluctance, they obeyed. She put the small statue back, causing the wall to return to its original position. As they fell through the floor, Angela heard them scream. She shook her head.
"Still hurts to do this," she whispered.
Angela picked up her phone and called Hudson. "Hudson, you can turn off that locator of ours. It's done." Mark, Serena, Darla, and Madison landed on a hard, bumpy surface. They grunted before standing. Darla and Madison slipped on one of the bumps and fell again.
"Ugh, what is this?"
Hesitating, Mark worried.
"Wish I knew,"
Serena replied. "I can't see past my nose. It's so dark." In the darkness, Darla pulled her phone out. She turned the phone's flashlight on. She aimed it at the ground and gasped loudly.
"Guys, don't want to know."
Mark followed her light. His eyes widened. "Oh, my God," he whispered. The entire floor is covered with..." Darla covered his mouth with her hand. His shocked stare moved to her. She gulped.
"Do you smell metal?"
She made a gagging sound.
"Ugh.
And rotten food? No way." Serena's face fell. "Don't tell me we're standing in blood and bones." Madison shrieked after her request.
"We are,"
Darla whispered.
"Mm-hmm."
Madison whimpered and whined.
"That's disgusting."
"Shut up," Mark called. He had pulled Darla's hand away. "We need to stay calm."
"No, we need to get out of here," Serena said. "If we stay down here for more than a week, we could die."
Madison whimpered again. "Stop scaring her, Serena. Us." He shook his head. Cautious, he took steps toward a wall. He felt for the wall. Mark sighed heavily, knowing the task ahead of him was big. He moved his hands along the concrete wall. Every now and then, he knocked on it. Mark listened for any hollow sounds.
"I doubt she would have made an escape plan down here," Serena said with skepticism.
He rolled his eyes. Darla threw a skeleton's hand at her. She jumped and screamed. "Cut it out, Darla," knowing full well she caused her to do that.
"I didn't do anything."
She giggled and carefully walked to a different wall. Darla helped him with finding hollow spots. Madison kept slipping and falling. Whenever her hands wrapped around a skeletal part, she screamed in fright and panic. Serena stayed in place. A half hour passed, and they found nothing.
"That sucks," Darla said.
"I thought for sure someone would have tried escaping." At that moment, a part of a wall above them spun open.
"Hello?"
Nayeli called. They sighed of relief.
"Nayeli, is that you?"
Darla called in return.
"How did you get down there?" "We'll tell you later. Get a rope or something, please. We can't stand it in here anymore,"
Serena called.
"Give me a minute. I'll be right back."
It took her 5 minutes to return with a grappling hook and rope. She waited by leaning next to the entrance. By the time they climbed out, her eyes had widened in shock and horror at their appearance.
"Thanks, Nayeli,"
Darla breathed. They laid on the ground.
Is that blood?"
she whispered hoarsely. Her face paled as she shuddered.
"What? You weren't a part of it?"
"Maddie," Mark whispered, reaching for her.
"You're a native of River Springs. You thought the tourists and out-of-townies were what? Just up and disappeared by themselves?"
Nayeli's eyes widened more. Tears filled them.
"Madison!"
Serena hissed.
"Go ahead."
She grabbed Starla's phone, its flashlight still on.
"Take a look."
Darla pulled her phone from Madison.
"You don't need to, Nayeli,"
Darla said.
"It's a horrid sight, not something to forget."
As Nayeli thought, minutes passed. She couldn't decide. Mark couldn't wait anymore, so he slowly pushed the wall back in place. Nayeli gulped, took the phone with shaking nerves, and stopped him.
"I don't want to forget,"
she whispered.
"If my old hometown had a well like this one, they'd destroy it, not preserve it."
He winced. The waitress breathed in deep and let it out. She leaned in to peek. Darla's flashlight beam didn't go so far, 5 feet. Her eyesight was good, though. She could see farther than the beam. Nayeli covered her mouth. As her skin grew pale, tears streaked her cheeks. Serena caught her when she was about to fall in.
Don't, please,
Serena said. Nayeli shook her head. You don't understand. My sister's down there.
What?
Darla and Madison chorused in shock. Mark closed the secret wall. Nayeli numbly turned to them and told her story. She and her sister were passing through. They only went in the diner for a supper break. When they realized they got bottled water instead of fresh water, the two asked questions. Mayor Angela gave them bargains. Nayeli accepted, but her sister didn't. She believed her sister had left town. After a few months of no calls or anything, she worried and tried to find out what happened. None of the citizens told her a word about it.
This must be why no one ever comes to River Springs.
She paused.
Because they'd never leave,
she whispered. Nayeli covered her face. Serena put a hand on her shoulder. She had sat next to her during the true story. Serena looked at her friends.
We need to leave, guys.
She shook her head.
Who knows what will happen when the mayor finds out we escaped her death trap?
Darla agreed. We have to stay out of sight then. No one can see us like this, Darla said.
We could shower,
Madison spoke.
No doubt the mayor unlocked the town's well after putting us in there. No,
Mark and Darla chorused. Serena and Madison stared at them. After a thought popped in her mind, Nayeli uncovered her face.
Did either of you use tap water before meeting Mayor Angela?
Darla and Mark widened their eyes.
I did,
Serena replied.
Me too.
Nayeli looked at the remaining two friends. We bought so much soda on our way here. Darla and I are soda guzzlers, even for breakfast. Madison shook her head.
You two have to stay,
Nayeli said to Madison and Serena. They opened their mouths to object.
If you leave, people will notice you're not aging. This isn't a fountain of youth.
That's what the mayor said, Darla noted.
She's right. An eternal spring prevents you from aging. Fountain of youth just makes you look younger, but you still age.
That makes sense.
But I want to go home.
I don't like this, Serena commented.
Neither of us do,
Darla said. She sighed.
Nayeli's right. If Mayor Angela had any smarts, she would have destroyed that well.
Nayeli weakly smiled.
I'm betting she and a majority of the town, at the time, voted to keep the well.
And if the world finds out the well exists, well, people will go to it for their own vanity and immortality. We have to keep the secret.
He winced. Unfortunate for our trip, really.
I'm coming with you too,
Nayeli said. Mark and Darla stared at her.
I can't live here anymore.
She shivered.
As much as I love Hudson, I can't.
She sighed and shook her head.
Besides, I've been faking for 4 years. I never drank their water, not once. I'm tired of faking it. Hudson will find out if we do marry.
Mark sighed. If you are coming with us, it's going to be tricky. After heading to Nayeli's house, they talked more of setting things into motion. Everything was ready within hours. The five friends felt relieved and excited at the same time. Serena and Madison would live at Nayeli's. Madison happened to be the same size as Nayeli. Since Serena wasn't, Nayeli gave her the bank account she had. The former waitress managed to collect a crate of bottled water. She set up the tub ready for Mark and Darla to bathe. While they bathed, Nayeli talked to the mayor. She convinced Angela to give Serena's car keys to her, since she still didn't have a car. Nayeli drove it back to her house. She then left town, hiding Darla and Mark in the back seats. She stopped at a gas station in the next town.
I can't believe that worked!
Nayeli exclaimed. Mark and Darla left the car.
No kidding, he whispered. Della kissed his cheek and hugged him. He smiled at her.
Now let's find that store, Darla said. Store?
Nayeli blinked at them.
You do realize we've been in River Springs for almost 3 days.
Darla laughed.
We have over $200 to spend.
Are you serious?
Her eyes widened in pure shock.
And you're going to spend it on those fancy cameras you lost?
Mark laughed next. No, Miss Nayeli, we're buying you a new wardrobe. If you're to live anywhere in the country, people need to believe you have more than the clothes on your back. Nayeli squealed in excitement. She hugged the couple.
You two are amazing.
The end. Ah, oh, what an intense book. Ah, it's amazing. Oh, headache. Ow. Oh, man. Ah, oh, jeez. And we still have some time left. Yeah, see, I kind of expected this, you know. Oh, man, and it is getting darker by the minute. Couldn't that... It's next Sunday, right? When we turn the clocks an hour back? Yeah. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's not good. Coughing fit starting. Ow. Ow. Oh, please, no, not now. Oh, man. I need to go to the doctor anyway. Jeez. No doubt I need to have a physical form filled out for Special Olympics. Yes, a physical form. I am applying for the swimming season for next year.
Super psyched. Shoot, I was supposed to call them. Ah, I knew I was forgetting something. I'll have to do it tomorrow. I'll have to do the other thing tomorrow, too.
Unless someone at work knows about the website. Ah, this is so frustrating. I was supposed to get 2 things done today, and I didn't even bother. So frustrating. Anywho, jeez. I'm going to ask the old question again. How are you all doing today? The weather over here has been kind of dreary. Which I'm not surprised, and I'm really thankful for. Jeez. Wow. Okay. So what did you guys think of the book? That was intense, man. I need to figure... Oh, wait, no. I already know. I already know what the next book is going to be. I'm going to be reading... I'm going to be reading one book and its sequel, which I am super psyched about. Anyways, I think it's about time for me to head out. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. Oh my gosh, I clucked it out. No! Okay, shoot. Where'd it go? Ah! No! I lost the song! No! All right, so I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sue Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Happy Halloween by the Blanks. I hope you enjoy. Bye, everyone.
Happy Halloween!
Wow!
Ha 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 ha!